You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Kai Small is a writer, podcast host, and creative entrepreneur. In 2023, Kai was selected to be a part of the New Zealand cohort of the Obama Foundation's Leaders Program. Kai's portfolio includes Say So, a digital journaling app created to fill gaps in our mental health system. He's also the co-host of Unpack, a podcast that started by unpacking New Zealand's history through the comments section and on social media. I spoke to Kai about Unpack, the misconceptions around podcasting, and his upcoming TED Talk in Wellington.
So the genesis of Unpack is really a commentary on New Zealand society, right? I think that, you know, we lost a lot of stuff in the water cooler chats. A lot of it was kind of like, you know, I don't want to say unprecedented, but a bit volatile. So the comment section is somewhere where, you know, a lot of New Zealanders actually express what they're feeling about a certain event in the space of time. And with the increased digitization of the world, the comment section is really where it's at. The comment section is really where you're going to find out the real pulse checks of how New Zealanders feel about stuff. So Unpack is a podcast that unpacks New Zealand history through the comment section. And now, you know, we've transitioned this well into, you know, we've done four seasons of it. We've looked at over 50 historical events in New Zealand. And now we feel, you know, we can actually give cultural commentary through not only comment sections, but just through what we know about New Zealand. You know, Tabby is born, well, growing up in Wellington, and then me growing up in Northland. Both of us being, like, born overseas, we bring a different aspect to what you guys think of your own history. So it's pretty unique. I don't know if there's anybody like us. Actually, no, I know there's no one like us. So it's a great podcast.
Yeah, and in the past you spoke about how Talkback Radio was an inspiration behind Unpack. What aspects of Talkback did you want to bring into the podcast?
It's the same thing, right? Like Talkback, I grew up listening to Talkback Radio, and Talkback Radio is, I think, so pivotal in New Zealand because as much as people like, you know, people don't listen to it because they don't like to hear other people's opinions. And they don't like to hear other people's opinions because they disagree with them. And for me, that is a pivotal point in understanding the environment and the society that you work in. You know, you may not have to like someone's opinion, but you should at least listen to it. And so, you know, I love the genesis of Talkback Radio and what it stands for. And so Unpack is really just like if you see it, you know, as like an evolution of Talkback Radio. These people can't hide on the internet as much as they try to be. You know, we're going to put their opinions out there. We're going to dissect them. We're going to fact check them. And you know, that's what it's all about.
In an interview, you spoke about as a young man, you gave a speech about your love for your home. You talked about how proud you were just to have been given that platform to speak. In this new age where podcasting is ubiquitous and widely accessible, how do you and Tabby manage to maintain a respect for your platform and keep producing thought-provoking work?
I mean, in the same way that we did it when we started, right, you have to adapt. You know, we started purely on audio and Spotify, and then, you know, we went to Apple Podcasts, and then we went to DSPs, so anywhere you get your podcast, and then we adapted to do video, we adapted to doing TikToks. All writers and all creatives need to adapt. You know, we can't just feel at home in the environment because people change what they consume. You know what I mean? Like, you know, vocals will be on top one day, and then TikTok bread will be on top the next. And so you got to change with what the consumer wants. But if you got a story to tell, just remember, you still got to tell it. So the people need to hear it. So, you know, wherever the people want to go, we're going to go with them because we got a lot of stories to tell.
And I think there's a general ignorance about the level of care and craft that's required to make a viable podcast, especially because of its ubiquity right now and the accessibility. What was the biggest learning curve for yourself and Tabby when it comes to producing Unpack?
Oh man, make mistakes obviously is a key thing, but I'd say the key learning for us was really just to be pioneers. New Zealand doesn't really have a lot of podcasting experience in it that's independent, right? Like a lot of the podcasts you'll listen to are Radio New Zealand or, you know, TV1 or News Hub, and you've got to really think about the people that have just started in their house, in their basement. And when you look at that, but there's not too many. So being comfortable in making mistakes and understanding that you're paving the way for a lot of people. And then also the care and craft in podcasting is exceptional. Anybody that thinks it's easy has to go and start one because I guarantee you they won't get past 3 or 4 episodes. It's very difficult to keep an idea rolling and running. And as I said, adapting, you know, don't get attached to an idea. Continue to adapt, continue to be freeform.
Moving on to other big projects, you've been invited to speak as a part of TEDx Wellington this Saturday. What does it mean to be given that platform under the TED banner?
I mean, it's a milestone in my career. It's phenomenal. I used to dream about moments like this. So at the moment, you're asking me at a terrible time because I'm doing it tomorrow, so I'm locked in. But, you know, this is a step. This is a step up to where I want to be. And it's a massive privilege to be, you know, a TED alum. I've been trained by, you know, Asian New Zealand Foundation and Obama Foundation. I can confidently say that the TEDx speaking challenges have been the most challenging. It's definitely been the most challenging at times.
Yeah, and I did want to ask, for those of us who won't be in Wellington, if you can give us a little bit of a preview or a sneak peek into what you'll be speaking on at the event.
No, for sure. So I created the SESO project probably about 5 years ago with a team of friends. And, you know, we realized that New Zealand's mental health system had a few holes in it. And, you know, we're not throwing shade to anybody, but we just wanted to help. And I noticed that that gives into an online trend. The online trend that we live our lives by day to day now, this is post-COVID-19. You know, we don't write anything, and we live under this one question. And the one question that we live under is, can I make it at home? So we're rating all of our activities and events by, can I make it at home? Like, if I can make it at home, I'm not going to attend it outside. And now we're also using ourselves, our own ability and our own potential. Can I make it at home? And we don't feel good enough if we can't replicate it at home. So I wanted to talk about how we as a community, as a society, has moved towards living inside insular, and what that does, living inside your comfort zone, and how that plays into what we've created at the SESO Project, where people use us as therapy at home. And how does that feel, not only for us, but what that says about New Zealand society. So, you know, that's all you're going to get. You're going to get two minutes out of me, but if you want to watch the full 12 minutes, you got to buy a ticket, check the live stream, and yeah, man. And don't worry, this won't be my last speaking event. I'm back.
That was creative entrepreneur Kai Small speaking about his upcoming speaking event as part of TEDx Wellington.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.